This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A buddy of mine came across a fascinating artifact from the post-war World War II world, and he sent it over to me, a Fortune magazine from 1948. There was some great stuff in there, including a photo essay about a hotel under construction in Cincinnati that might have been America's first boutique or hipster hotel, a mid-century triumph, it said, of art meets business. But what stood out in this 66-year-old Fortune magazine was a piece entitled Business and Ethics that to me felt both quaint and prescient at the same time. Marketplace's economics expert Chris Farrell and I sat down to take a closer look at that. Chris, good morning.
How are you doing, David?
Doing well. The business ethics piece was by a professor at Smith College in Massachusetts back then, William Orton, a guy born in Britain. It's fascinating to look at it now, isn't it?
It's a wonderful essay, and you know, part of it, David, is a historic timepiece because communism and the Soviet Union was in the background, World War II, the Great Depression, unions were big, so he had to address unions. But there's other parts of it, David, that I went, this is what we're talking about today, the makers versus the takers, inequality. And there's this one passage that he has that has really stuck with me where he says, you know, when an orchestra comes to town and the school teacher can't afford to go to the orchestra, that's not a good economy and isn't a good society.
He points out that many a corporate director probably has an impulse to act ethically, but he, usually he back then, is shy to admit that impulse, partly because, quote, he thinks the stockholders or the bankers would kick. He means kick back, partly because the director's genuinely afraid of being, quote, unbusinesslike. I mean, this is, of course, an argument that we have to this day about fiduciary responsibility or not.
He didn't use the term shareholder value, but yes, you know, business is business and ethics is for the Sunday sermon. And he is just scornful about this. And in fact, the workplace is a fascinating, practical example of where ethics really matters and that the business person and the worker are making ethical decisions all the time. And we need to put that up front. And he ends this thing on this wonderful passage where he gets this thing from the U.S. Department of Labor. And it says, hire the handicapped. It's good business. And he says it is. How about it, businessman?
Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell, holding a 1948 copy of Fortune magazine. Chris, thanks.
Thank you very much.